Country's fashionista is the one and only Joan Lincoln. So what do we got today, Joan?
All right, you like shopping?
Yeah, like
Christy
buying.
Like shopping?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not a shopper. I love to sell, but, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. But there are three things that women and men, women particularly, don't like to shop for.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
I've worked enough with enough women in the dressing rooms to know.
Can I guess?
Go ahead.
Bathing suits?
Uh-huh, yep.
Lingerie?
Uh-huh.
I don't know, third one.
Jeans. Denim.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, they all fit so differently.
Exactly. Yes. So my sister is a big shopper, and she frequents a particular store that wasn't allowing people to use the dressing room.
Right, a lot
so
of them
And she was after denim, so she bought like 20 pair of denim, brought them home. Too fit. She's got to bring the rest back. Well, anyways, let's move on. So Intimate Apparel is the story today.
Okay.
So guess what happened?
What?
The runway's changing.
Okay.
Victoria's Secret's making a huge rebranding.
Yeah, because they're like from the, you know, enough of that angel stuff and
feathers,
you know,
and diamond studded brassieres are
gone.
Bye-bye.
Good.
Bye-bye. Yeah, no, they're rebranding, and they're bringing in a really powerful group of seven women. I can't tell you exactly who they are, but it's posted on my little story. But they're calling it the VS Collective, and they're real women, and you know, very successful.
Right.
And it's a rebranding, and they're listening to real women.
So they're decided after all these years not to treat women as objects.
Yeah, it's
or less of objects. They're still Victoria's Secret, so.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, they're focused. They've refocused themselves, and you know, it's the right size for real women, and they've really decided it's not about what men want.
Right.
Yes.
Yes.
So they started to market to the women who are actually buying the merchandise, and you know, there's another store called Aerie, which has taken the Intimate Apparel by storm, which is part of American Eagle, and you know, they were very successful. So Victoria's Secret needed to wake up and say, okay, so it's time. So I'm sorry, but the runway is not going to be
feathers and diamonds and all that. And they even canceled their TV show a couple years ago. Remember, we used to do that Victoria's Secret TV show, and that just kind of fell out of favor because people said enough.
Right, enough already. Yeah. So they've kind of come current and started to, you know, pay attention. So I'm excited for everybody. To be honest with you, I don't know if it's going to be any easier to buy intimate apparel,
probably
but
not,
you know,
some things will never change.
That's right.
Okay,
that's right.